This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Mark Garrison. Doctors across the country say women are reaching out with new concerns about birth control access under a Trump administration. Under Obamacare, virtually all insurance plans must include birth control pills, IUDs, and other FDA-approved services without charging co-payments. From our health desk at WHYY in Philadelphia, Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein reports.
28-year-old Wenwen Yang from Texas wasted no time after the election.
I called my gynecologist and told her that I needed to move up my April appointment to December.
Yang plans to get a new IUD that will last 5 years. Overnight, she says, birth control issues have blown up in her social circle.
There's before Trump and then there's after Trump. So in this after Trump time, it is just, you know, my Facebook feed is just full of women basically saying, I have this, you should get it now.
Legal scholars agree President-elect Trump could cut these services as soon as he takes office, since this part of Obamacare was done through executive action rather than Congress. While that process would likely take months or longer, UCLA law professor Joe Horwitz says women should know they may have to pay more for birth control.
The big picture here is that people could easily lose access.
Horwitz says insurers have baked the cost of contraception into this year's premiums. It may prove to be popular enough that insurers keep the benefit, even if the administration undoes the mandate. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.